General Taylor was his opposite. In Webster's opinion, Taylor had a repellently optimistic, cheerleading attitude. Colonel Sink knew the men hated to fight. Up to the end of the war, General Taylor persisted in thinking that his boys were anxious to kill Germans. We preferred Colonel Sink. On September 16th, Private Stroll, who had been in the hospital since June 13th, got a one-day pass from the doctors. He hitched a ride to Altborn, where he ran into Captain Sobel, who was ferrying baggage back to Membury. Sobel told Stroll that the company was about to go into action. Stroll said he wanted to join up and asked for a ride to the airdrome. Sobel warned him, "You're going to be AWOL." Stroll responded that he did not think he would get into big trouble by choosing to go into combat with his company, so Sobel told him to hop in. "It was a stupid thing to do," Stroll said 4 decades later. "I was as weak as a pussycat." But he wasn't going to let his buddies go into action without him. He got himself equipped and climbed into a C-47. Popeye Wynn, who had been shot in the butt helping to destroy the battery at Braycourt Manor on June 6th, had been operated on and was recuperating in a hospital in Wales when he was told that if he was absent from his company for more than 90 days, when he was listed fit for combat, he would be assigned to a different outfit. Wynne wanted none of that. He persuaded a sergeant, who was in charge of releasing the patients, to send him back to Altborn with light-duty papers. He arrived on September 1st, threw away the papers, and rejoined the 3rd Platoon. He was not fully recovered. During the flight to Holland, he stood up in the back of the stick, as he was too sore to sit. But he was there, where he wanted to be, going into combat with his buddies in easy company. Chapter 8. Hell's Highway. Holland, September 17th through October 1st, 1944. It was a beautiful end-of-summer day in northwest Europe, with a bright blue sky and no wind. The Allied airborne attack came as a surprise to the Germans. There were no Luftwaffe planes to contest the air armada. Once over Holland, there was some anti-aircraft fire, which intensified 5 minutes from the DZ, but there was no breaking of formation or evasive action by the pilots, as there had been over Normandy. Easy came down exactly where it was supposed to be. So did virtually all the companies in the division. The landing was soft, on freshly plowed fields, in the memory of the men of Easy, the softest they ever experienced.